it started with a complaint against one legislator in Billings for failing to file a required campaign finance report.
And that came from Mr. Greenwood, right?
Yes, Mr. Greenwood, the executive director of the Montana Republican Party.
So it went from one to many more. How did this thing expand?
Well, the statute gives the authority for the commissioner to, once a campaign practice complaint is filed, then any similar campaign practice violation implicated can also be addressed by the complaint.
A total of five legislative and local candidates have been removed, correct?
That's correct.
Which ones?
There would be three state district or legislative candidates: Joshua Austill, a Libertarian candidate from House District 56, Richard Tennyson Jr., a Republican candidate from House District 79, Nicholas Tafts, a Libertarian candidate from House District 78, Robert McCandless, a nonpartisan candidate for County Commission in Mineral County, and William Wilson, a Democratic candidate for County Commission in Cascade County.
And Mr. Modell, I'm just curious, when you talk to them or their representatives, what did they say?
Well, first of all, there were 42 candidates identified in the decision that had failed to file reports, and 37 of them have corrected and filed. So we talked to all of them, not just these five.
Yeah, right.
But in these five that remain, two of them we were unable to reach, even though we made multiple contacts. Three of them, for various reasons, actually don't want to continue on into the general election, and they may or may not have filed withdrawals properly, but they're definitely out of the election now because they didn't file campaign finance reports either.
Okay, so for these five, what now? Do these positions go unfilled, or were they contested? What?
Well, the way it works is we were required, the commissioner's office was required to give notice to the Secretary of State by 5 p.m. yesterday, the 14th. The Secretary of State has until the 21st to complete the candidate ballot. So this morning already they contacted the three political parties involved, Republican, Libertarian, and Democrat, to notify them that they could appoint replacement candidates in the week now between the disqualification and when the Secretary of State has to put its slate of candidates on the ballot.
And interestingly enough, there happens to be a rather large convention tomorrow in Helena, right?
Democratic convention.
Correct. So maybe Mr. Wilson's case will be settled there. I don't know.
Yes, there's one Democrat. But that would have to be up to the Cascade County Democratic Central Committee to replace that candidate, I would think.
Yeah. Regardless, this seems like a lot of work on you and your staff's behalf to track all this stuff down.
Well, you know, it is, but our staff is doing the work, but they're doing it on behalf of the public. And the reason I say that is that transparency, well, there's so much more money coming into elections now. And the one thing that constitutionally can definitely be done is disclosure and transparency. So it's important then in elections that candidates file their campaign finance reports on time and file them. So even though this is work, it is absolutely essential work to keeping our election system fair and transparent. And the more fair and transparent the system is, the better the public can accept the election results. And that is a good result.
I think my last question is the COPS program. What is that? And I'm looking at your homepage, the new electronic campaign finance.
You know, actually, we call that Campaign Electronic Reporting System, or CERS.
Oh.
And what that is something that's even better. Candidates file electronically, and when they file, it is instantaneously placed up for public review for the press and the public. That is much speedier than the current system that's used by a majority of candidates, where they file hard copy. The commissioner then scans the hard copy, creates a PDF, and posts that for viewing by the press and the public. If we can get everybody to file electronically, then we have greatly increased transparency. That makes our elections fairer because everybody can see the contributions and expenditures in either initiatives or candidate races, and that improves confidence in elections.
Technology can be a headache sometimes, but it can also be a good thing as well.
Well, in campaigns where transparency is so important, technology can be very, very good.